This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yesterday was crazy, especially the 1 o'clock window. The 4 o'clock window kind of sucked. There were some crazy, crazy endings. I mean, the Dallas-Washington game was nuts. How Terry McLaurin was allowed to run free for 75 yards or whatever the hell it was for 80, a touchdown.
Like 30 seconds ago.
That's right. Unbelievable. And then you've got Seibert missing the extra point. I thought Dan Quinn was going to go for two. Yeah, the craziness there. And yeah, the craziness in the Bear-Viking game in which the Bears actually recovered an onside kick, which never happens. But earlier in the game, Jordan Addison had a 69-yard reception that was being challenged. So it seemed very customary. We're challenging if Jordan Addison had stepped out of bounds. And Mike Pereira revealed something that I had no idea and has to be the single dumbest rule in the history of the National Football League. So they're analyzing if Jordan Addison stepped out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Listen to what Mike Pereira revealed to all of us.
This view seems definitive, but they can't use this view, Mike?
This is definitive that he's in bounds, but this is the boundary cam. And if a coach challenges, you cannot use the boundary cam. There's not boundary cams in every stadium, so there's a question of equity, whether some stadiums have it and some don't have it. So when a coach is challenged, you can't. On a regular review situation, like a scoring play, they can, but not a coach's challenge.
What?
Wow. What the hell does that even mean?
What it means is not every stadium has a boundary cam, which makes no sense. Every stadium should have a boundary cam, especially since it's giving you a great view on if a guy is in or out of bounds. And that if it's a coach's challenge, we can't use the boundary cam. But if it's an automatic review from a scoring play, we can use the boundary
right,
cam.
So the thing that bothers me about this cannot be a money issue.
Right, it better not be.
There's no way.
It's the NFL.
That it's a money issue.
Right.
Because these teams make so much revenue. We all know how much the billions that they're all worth. To install or have on the ready a boundary cam in all 32 stadiums, why is that not happening?
Makes no sense.
Now, if it's a broadcast crew thing, that's a different story because the broadcast, what game was this? Was this?
This was the Chicago-Minnesota game.
So what
on Fox.
It was on Fox.
Yep.
So the Fox, like CBS, has multiple crews. So they'll have five, sometimes six crews, depending on the number of the games they have. So if you're going to say this is a crew thing, like you can only do it for the top three crews, then that's one thing. But it still seems like, why the hell don't you have this for every game?
No, they're saying that certain stadiums just don't
There's
have it.
There's no way that's a stadium thing.
Well, that's what he claimed.
Because every stadium should have that.
Right, right. Every stadium should have the same set of eyes to fix bad calls.
Yes.
And to not allow a view that's going to definitively tell you if the call is right or wrong.
It sounds
and
like
not
a cool
allow
view,
it.
Too.
Yeah. It's asinine to me. And for a billion-dollar industry... You know, you mentioned it at the top. It can't be a money issue.
Billion.
Well, it better not be a money issue.
$20 billion
right.
industry.
This is a $20 billion industry. So I wonder if Mike Pereira mistakenly revealed this because this makes the league look really, really
cheap. It makes
bad.
It look cheap.
Makes them look cheap.
And they're not cheap.
It also makes it look unfair.
But they're not cheap. So
of course
I know this
not.
Is not. This is like, what is this? That's why I ask, like, what does this even mean?
It's got to be money.
But it can't be.
Here's why it
can't
be.
There's no way money is an issue.
Can I push back on the money thing?
Go ahead.
How come every stadium doesn't have grass? Isn't that a money thing?
Well, no, because
it's expensive taking care of it.
No, because most of these non-grass stadiums are domes. And how do you grow grass without photosynthesis?
I don't know. There's a way.
Is
I mean, open the dome, fake sun, I don't know, green room. But what about the outdoor stadiums like MetLife Stadium?
Prohibitively expensive to put.
There you go. See? That's my point.
To put.
Prohibitively expensive.
To put. I'm trying to think of what the word, like the halogen lights or what the. Whatever they use to grow pot underground, right? Put those lights all over the ceiling.
Tommy knows; he's an expert on
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's why you can't. That's why you can't have grass indoor.
But you just said it. It's expense.
Well,
that's my point.
Or it's just a waste.
Is it a waste?
Because the other thing, I mean, most of these teams that have turf, the Giants could have grass if they wanted to, because the stadium's outside.
Right. And what's the excuse for the Jets and Giants?
They have too many concerts. They don't own their own stadium, and so. The New Jersey
Exposition Authority or something
whatever it is. They book a lot of concerts.
Right.
And so if you put all that concerts and everything else that was on there on the grass, it's going to destroy the grass.
Right, and that costs a lot of money. And then you got to replace it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Money, 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 money.
No.
It's all about money. All I know is the league better fix this. You can't have certain stadiums having a boundary cam and other stadiums don't. You're the NFL. There's only 17 games per year. We need to make sure we get every single call right. Now, they ended up getting this call right because it was Jordan Addison staying in bounds, which he did. So it was a 67-yard catch, and the Vikings kicked the field goal. So they ended up getting it right, but the idea that they can't use a certain camera because every stadium doesn't have it is absolute lunacy.
To me, that's not the problem.
What's the problem?
You never want to go to a restaurant and go back in the kitchen. Just don't show the TV audience that stupid camera. Don't even let us know it exists.
So keep us dumb.
That's That's it.
Yeah.
Keep us dumb and nobody's the wiser. That's it. Don't show that camera. Well, period.
That's why I'm saying Pereira made a mistake. Pereira even admitting it while it's interesting and we're talking about it.
Fox made the mistake. Don't even show that camera angle.
Oh, could
eliminate
they force
it.
Force Pereira to say we can't use that camera angle?
Don't even tip us off to the secret.
Keep us dumb. That's what John's saying. Just keep us stupid.
Yeah, but then if you have the angle, why not use it, though?
Because it's inequitable. It's not fair to the other stadium.
I'm saying, if we know that's a rule, if that is a rule, then don't let the fans see it.
Insanely stupid rule. Let's go to Mike in West Caldwell. What's up, Mike? Mike.
What are you practicing?
Yeah, we're practicing. We're practicing a radio show. What are you up to? He's distracted. Sorry about that. Let's go to John in Huntington. What's up, John?
How we doing, boys? Just want to go over what I think the big outlier that people have mentioned it, but with Shane and Dable, I think it's more Mara telling them that they had to have Daniel Jones. And the same thing happened with Eli towards the end of his tenure, is John Mara is very, very just like loves his players and wants to do the right thing all the time. And, you know, Daniel didn't get enough chance, and he, you know, we ruined this kid. So when Shane and Dable came in, they were given the ultimatum, come in, and you're going to use this kid. After year one, they won a playoff game, and it's like, well, now what are we going to do? We can't get our own guy yet. So now it's end of line of Daniel, and is it really Shane and Dable's fault?
Yes.
But John Mara has now
intervened
on the last two quarterbacks.
Can I tell you why I disagree with you? I have my reasoning. I don't have any behind-the-scenes knowledge. I don't know John Mara. The reason I find this tale hard to believe is that he was on TV saying, boy, Saquon in Philly would kill me, and they still allowed him to walk.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a guy who voices his opinion but then allows his football people to make decisions. It's almost like that's a cover
and what are the choices
for Dable and Shane's decision.
What are the choices they have for Daniel at quarterback in 2022? Did they have one?
After 2022, but they didn't, but they could have released them and drafted a quarterback instead.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, but
do we really think, because we can relitigate getting rid of Daniel Jones prior to Joe Shane and Brian Dable's first year, we could relitigate doing it after 2022, which we've already done. They were picking low in the draft and there were no quarterbacks there, so I'll save everybody the time. But that's not your initial point. Your initial point was John Mara pushed Daniel Jones on Shane and Dable. That sounds like an excuse for Shane and Dable. That's what it sounds like.
Right.
I don't believe that was happening, considering he was on TV saying, I can't have Saquon in Philly. And then he ended up in Philly, which means he's allowing his guys to make decisions, good or bad.
I had to get the clarification from Sean. That draft, too, in 2022, that was a bad QB draft. That was Kenny Pickett.
That's what I'm saying.
And Will Levis.
So, Malik Willis.
I mean, Malik Willis. Will Levis was in the next year, in 2023, which we already had a conversation about. There just weren't a lot of options.
But to me, that's not even the point. The point is, do you think the owner pushed the GM to keep Daniel Jones?
I don't.
I have no evidence of that.
No.
Do you guys believe it?
No, I don't. I think that Hard Knocks showed us that ultimately, while John Mara will step in and basically make sure you're making the right call, he's not telling you what to do.
Well, he gives his opinion.
Right, and he's allowed to do that.
And he should give his opinion.
Of course.
It's his business.
And here's the funny part about his opinion. His opinion is now being mocked everywhere because what he feared happened.
Yeah.
And we all have the audio clips of it. The worst part about Hard Knocks for him as the owner is that every time Saquon Barkley, but every time Saquon Barkley does something, and I know it secretly annoys you, Sean, you don't like to admit it, Loogie's a little bit more honest. He doesn't like seeing Saquon Barkley have success.
Of course not.
Every single time the success happens, someone's reproducing John Mara saying, don't go to Philly. So
that's what's annoying, not Saquon's success. That part being repurposed and shown to
him. So then based on that, why do we think he was telling the GM to keep Daniel Jones? That's what I don't understand.